Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Burrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat, the broken the bad apple with a bad attitude. We are in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, direct in traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do be, along with the Tutty and Tater King himself, the founder of the ILC podcast, the rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity, and to put it with the golf guru, Carver High this afternoon, ladies. Mafia's running it along with Luke. I am your father. So the rundown on a terrible towel Tuesday, we got a double shot with Morenci this very hour from British Columbia. And within these walls, Mike DeCourcy in the first hour from the Sporting News. Later in the third hour, we'll jump an hour to the third and you get Smiley time. Smiley Kaufman getting ready for Harbor Town with Carver High. And then a double shot in the last hour as well with Coach James Young. From Betting Above the Rim and Coast to Coast, we'll talk play-in tournament NBA action at its finest tonight and on the show today for certain. I just wanted to let you know that I have on this Barcelona-loaded team playing at Dortmund against my black and yellow. And the other one's going on as well today, Mike. You got two of them. And it's incredible, these quarters. They've switched sites, obviously. And you got Aston Villa hosting PSG. And they're both underway right now. And obviously, these games tonight are going to be unbelievable. Two play-ins, the 7 and 8s tonight, Mike, in Orlando, of course. And at the Chase in the city by the bay.
Yeah, we certainly do. And happy Tuesday. You're on Coast to Coast. They are underway in those Champions League game. And you have two teams that really have a lot of work to do, right? You know, Aston Villa, they're down 3-1 on the aggregate despite going home today. So they got a lot of work to do against PSG.
You lose.
And Dortmund has a lot of work. They're down 4-0 the aggregate after the first game against Barcelona. Now, tomorrow, really the same spot, right? I mean, with Arsenal, Arsenal jumped out 3-0. You said last week when they played, you thought Madrid going home down 3-0 could come back and get the three goals against Arsenal at their place. So that's tomorrow. We will have that along with Inter and Bayern, which was a close match, if you remember, 2-1. Inter leads on the aggregate. So probably more drama tomorrow in the Champions League than today. But you never know. What can happen?
I think Inter gets to play at home. They played at Bayern and won that game 2-1. So I think they have an edge going home, playing in front of their fans, and up a goal in the aggregate. So, I mean, you know, win again 2-1 or tie 1-1 and you win.
That's all you need to do for them. So Champions League getting down to the nitty-gritty here. As after tomorrow, you'll be into the semis of the Champions League.
Awesome.
Getting closer to that final coming up this year. All right, you mentioned play-ins in the NBA. Finally, some serious playoff basketball. Of course, the regular season lasted way too long. The games were way too bad. And now you get games with money on the table. And what's at stake tonight in both games? Well, matchups with the two seeds in their respective conferences. The Hawks and the Magic will get together in Orlando. The winner will face the Celtics in the first round of the NBA playoffs, and the Grizzlies and the Warriors, as you mentioned at the Chase, the winner will play the Rockets in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And much different matchups, right, Scotty? Because in one on the east side, it's what play-in teams really should be, right? I mean, 500 teams. The Magic are 41-41. The Hawks are 40-42. They're middle-of-the-road 500 teams. But on the west, because it was so tight this year, you got a couple 48-win teams playing in the play-in tournament tonight.
I mean, it really is unbelievable. I just have a hard time believing. Well, first of all, the West was sensational in terms of how close it was all the way till the last day. And then on the last day, the Clippers sent the Warriors into the play-in by beating them at the Chase. So the game's actually, you know, the regular season to me is a joke. It's so boring. It's such a waste of time. And then all of a sudden you got these games that have life and death at the end of them for teams. I thought Sunday's Clippers-Warriors game was a playoff game. And the Clippers won. And the Clippers, you know, were the 5. And the Dubs end up in the 7-8. But I have a hard time believing that that team at home with that guy, we all know who it is, Curry. When you have that guy and you're at home where they typically are tough to play, I have a hard time believing they're not going to meet the Rockets. And we talked about it yesterday. I am telling you, that is going to be a phenomenal series. That is not going to be some kind of walk in the park for the Warriors. I do not believe for 1 minute that they are better than the Rockets. I think the Rockets are younger, faster, meaner, dirtier. I think they're as well coached. People would say Kerr is the greatest coach in the NBA. Others would argue Udoka's on his plane now. Udoka's done a great job. He did a great job in Boston until he started sleeping with all the women in the front office, right? And then he went to Houston. God only knows what he's doing there, but he's doing the same thing with the basketball. He's winning. I think the Rockets can beat the Warriors. I know everyone wants to hand Jimmy Lymphoma a title with the Warriors. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it either, especially having to come from this slot. And I have some deeper numbers for you on this later, but I did not realize since they started doing this play-in tournament back in 2020, that the Warriors are actually 0-3 in this play-in tournament. In 21, they lost both games. They were in this 7-8 game, lost, and then lost to the winner of the 9-10 game. And then last year, they lost in the play-in tournament in the 9-10 game. So they actually haven't been good in these spots, whereas Memphis has. So we'll see. That's a big number tonight, as we'll discuss later on, for the Warriors and the Grizz. Also, we've got today NHL regular season winding down. Man, and the Habs missed a golden opportunity last night, Sky, to punch their ticket. You know, they had the kid making his debut, had a goal and an assist. They had one of the worst teams in the league in their building, and they end up yakking that up and losing in a shootout. So now, you know, they still got to sweat a little bit longer, Montreal. They probably can't get it, but they got to sweat a little bit longer the last couple of days.
Well, I mean, you know, after you barf all over your bib against the worst team in the league and lose at home at the Bell Center to the worst team in the league, who do they play now in this last game that I wouldn't think
Carolina.
They could lose again? Who? Carolina.
Yeah.
And
now
the game?
Carolina's playing for nothing in the game. You got to remember that. Carolina's got everything all sewed up. That game tomorrow night is in Montreal. So they're home again tomorrow night against Carolina to finish their regular season.
I mean, I got to tell you, like, watching them choke last night was beyond reproach. I think that they could lose again tomorrow. But we know what the deal is. Columbus has to win both games, right?
And they not only have to win both games, they have to win both games in regulation. They cannot win the game in overtime or shootout. They have to win both games
in
regulation. And they play Philly tonight. And they now they're playing Philly and the Islanders. So, I mean, they're playing two teams that they might be able to do it against, but they can't mess around. We got lots of baseball tonight, too. I mean, talk about a big Monday night.
How
I mean,
many ringing times the bell, did you ring the bell?
Left and right. Adamas, Witt, Mookie Betts. I mean, it was a monster night for us with the home runs, and hopefully we can roll that over into tonight and get some more taters.
I'm all for it. Who cares about anything else?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You can catch Sports Rage weeknights at 10 along all of our TV and radio outlets. You see Morenci with us every day on Coast to Coast for a double shot from Vancouver. So today we're going to do Fashion Tuesday. We'll start with this great Vancouver Grizzlies jersey with the Mike Bibby Sac State Love. Show them that one. Stand up. Show them that one. You got to stand up, son. You got to stand up. We can't hear you. Turn on your mic. Here we go. All right, so we don't have his mic. His mic's not working. How unfortunate. A disastrous start to the interview with Morenci. And he's showing off his Bibby Vancouver Grizzlies jersey. And hopefully when he comes back, he'll show us the Rode Abdur Rahim version. Also, for soccer fans, we already know that Real Madrid is on the board, I believe. Is that what it is? I think they're the ones playing. No, PSG, excuse me. PSG's on the board already, 1-0 against Aston Villa. And then, tomorrow's the Madrid game against Arsenal. So today we got these other games going on. And Dortmund has scored on a penalty kick. 1-0. So the goalie went out to make a play, and he annihilated the forward. and blew out his knee, and they gave him after VAR, because the ref originally said no PK, and then they went to VAR, and the guy ruled that it was a penalty kick, and then he made it straight up the middle. And so Dortmund, and this is quite a place when they play in Germany. I mean, this crowd is gigantic, and it is absolutely lit. And I mean, they got flags flying, smoke bombs, the whole deal. It is a scene like no other when they rock out in Dortmund. I believe we have Morenci back in Vancouver. When he stood up, he stepped on all of the electrical lines and satellite feed lines for the network and disconnected all of them. They're now smoking on fire, but he was able to patch them back in and get back with us live. So that's the home bibby, the sweet home bibby.
Yeah, you figure we'd kick it old school tonight, Scott, with the Grizzlies playing. I know they roll out the old school Vancouver jerseys, but man, is it ever sweet, huh? Like I said, look at this. Like all-time, one of the all-time nicest jerseys ever. Honestly, yeah, this is an old-school Mike Bibby, and I got both of them. If you look at, like, the all-time greats, I mean, really, Mike Bibby, Big Country Reeves was kind of the polarizing one for the Vancouver Grizzlies. But this one is sweet as well, Scott. I mean, look at this, old-school.
That's Abdur Rahim. Now, how much are those jerseys? What does that run you, a couple bills?
Yeah, these are the throwbacks. These are the hardwood classics, Mitchell and Ness. So this is like the real thick material and stuff. This is like the real old throwback jersey. So how can I not take the Grizzlies plus a +7 tonight if I'm rocking the jersey, right?
I figured. So I have
I'm going to take the points.
I have like 300 hockey jerseys that I've collected, and baseball jerseys and football jerseys over the years, and the weirdest thing. Because I used to wear them all the time, and I don't wear them anymore, ever. I never wear them anymore, ever. I have them in trunks.
I haven't worn this in 4 or 5 years, Scott. Just busted it out today.
So one of the things about you is that's unique is that you wear sports stuff all the time. Like, you'll come on with Dodgers stuff on, Bills stuff on, Grizzlies stuff on, Canucks stuff on, Whitecap stuff on, cool sports attire. You still like wearing retro jerseys and sports jerseys, right?
I've backed off the jerseys a bit, Scott, as I've gotten older, just because I realize, I'm a little old to be walking around in a Josh Allen jersey. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Not that I still don't sometimes, but it's a lot of it for air, Scott, right? You know what I mean? During the Bills game, I'll wear the Bills jersey on the show or whatnot. But I'm not going to lie. I mean, my wardrobe is 98% sport teams, right? So I guess I'm matured, Scott. Now I'm more like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to get a Vancouver Whitecap player jersey. I'll get a hoodie. I'll get the jacket, right? Same thing like with the Raptors. Like, dude, I literally have a pile of Raptor player jerseys, Scott, that are no longer there. I bought a Kawhi Leonard jersey.
You got a Kawhi?
I bought a Kawhi Leonard jersey. I literally got it at Game 5 of the NBA Finals. He left a week later, Scott. I literally wore the jersey once. They were sold out everywhere. I was in New York. I went to Toronto for Game 5, scoured the city of Toronto, couldn't get a Kawhi jersey, got one in the arena, wore it at the game. They lost the game. Then they won the championship in the next game in San Francisco or Oakland. And I never wore the jersey again. He left the Raptors like a week later, July 2nd.
I bought Gunner I was at San Diego State his freshman year, taking him to his first dorm and all that business. And we went to the student union because I wanted to buy a bunch of clothes for him and myself and my daughter, whatever. So I bought the Kawhi San Diego State Aztec home basketball jersey for him. And I guess my question to you is this. You and I are both excited about the Clippers' chances in the playoffs, how tough of a team they are. Does it bother you like it does me how the national narrative and media and all of the big shot, loudmouth know-it-alls in basketball, who don't play basketball, by the way, and I do play basketball, so when I start talking about basketball, I get real sensitive. That guy is playing his ass off right now. And he's lighting people up, playing fantastic. And all I hear from the national media is they're just waiting for him to get injured again and miss the whole playoffs. I am not buying that. Does that piss you off when you hear people saying that he's going to get injured again automatically?
No, I understand it, Scott. You know, listen, once, you know, this is the modern era that we're in right now, especially, you know, the social media era. Everything is low-hanging fruit. Once there's a narrative with you, it's going to stick. And truth be told, Kawhi hasn't been around, right? He hasn't been around. But I actually like it. I like it from a betting perspective, guys. The Clippers are flying under the radar. Oh, the Lakers and Luka and SGA. Nobody's talking about this Clipper team who, to me, legitimately can win the NBA championship this year. I'm all in on the Clippers.
All right, we'll come back and talk about the play-in games with Morenci coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
All right, so I have a lot to do here. First of all, show the Bart Simpson jersey. That's fantastic. This is unbelievable. Another.
This is a classic. The Springfield Isotopes. So you got the three-eyed fish, Springfield Isotopes. Simpsons was created in 1989. So you got the 89 Simpson as the back name. You got the power plant logo on the side. Yeah, this is sweet. It's like a collectible, this one. This one's a sweet one.
All right, let me start with this. Are you stunned that the Canadians blew that game last night to the worst team in hockey on their home ice?
No. Anyone's been watching the Canadians. Last night was sort of a microcosm of their games. You know how many times? It just happened last week where Suzuki scored with like 7 seconds left, and then it won in overtime. The Canadians aren't a great team. They're a good team, right? And they have their flaws, and they play in really close games. Like, almost every Canadians game is going to be a one-goal game. It was disappointing that it happened against Chicago. You got the 2-0 lead. We talked about Demidov last week, Scott. Like, dear God. Like, this kid got treated like Guy Lafleur and Maurice Richard when he took the ice last night before the game in the pregame skate. And then he scores a goal on like his third shift in the National Hockey League.
Right.
There's a goal and an assist in the first period, and everyone got caught up in that, but the Blackhawks chipped away. So the Canadians just need a single point against the Carolina Hurricanes. They need a single point. The Canes are in Montreal already right now, and the Montreal media is all over everything, obviously. And Brenda Moore has basically said they're calling up the AHL team. Tomorrow. Like, the Canes are not playing their guys tomorrow. All right. It's a meaningless game for them. He openly admitted. He goes, there's going to be a lot of players that won't play tomorrow for us. We're going to take a look at some minor leaguers. So the Canadians are going to have their opportunity to get a point tomorrow. Columbus would need to win both games in regulation, and the Canadians would have to lose and not get a single point Going into tonight, though, with the Jackets and the Flyers, hard not to like the over of the hockey game, right? Like the Jackets, let's say the Jackets are tied late in the game. That's no good for them. I'm just saying hypothetically from a betting perspective, if it's 2-2, that's not good for them. They're going to need to open things up. Even like, you know what I mean? They're going to need to win in regulation. So they could get desperate, pull the goalie. There could be some goals scored in this game. You get sort of a tricky circumstance now that they have to win in regulation. But ultimately, I mean, this would be an epic collapse by the Canadiens and devastating for the city of Montreal, who's already booking parades on St. Catherine Street to win the Stanley Cup, Scott. But I think the Canadiens are going to get in.
All right, so the Blues host the Utah Hockey Club and Calgary hosts Vegas. Obviously, Calgary has to win.
Yeah, I was going to say this is it. This is where the Blues finish it off. The Blues were smoking hot, and we were wondering about, hey, did they peak too soon? Maybe they did, actually, right? Because you've noticed over the last 10 days or so, they're not invincible anymore. And the Blues had that 12-game win streak going on, but they're so close to the finish line right now. The problem is you get massive numbers with these games. Calgary Flames, -110 tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas really don't have anything to play for, Scott. I would pull the trigger on the Flames tonight, and I think the Blues are going to finish off Utah. I'm surprised they're not bigger favorites.
All right, so the play-in tournament in the NBA tonight, the 7-8.
Oh, Minnesota, excuse me, too. Minnesota is the massive one there at -280. Which they're probably going to get it done, but the Wilder other one, Scott, where their games are always really close, so I wouldn't lay the price. Just let's get to the damn playoffs, man.
So the Wilder at home against Anaheim, they're probably going to punk them. Atlanta and Orlando in the Kia, in the Big O at Disney. Orlando laying 5.5 on TNT at 7:30, and then Memphis at Golden State, the nightcap on TNT. Golden State laying a heavy 7.
Normally, I wouldn't say, oh, I don't like the line move so much, Scott, but it did go up from 217, 217 and a half to 219. I understand it. I thought it was too light. The Hawks and Magic have played four times this year. They've scored like 222 or more in like three of the four. Once they got to exactly 218, I think this game is going to go over the number tonight, and the 5.5 is enough to get me interested in the Hawks, Scott, and let's double down and take the Memphis Grizzlies plus the 7. Two underdogs tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if the home teams won, but close basketball games. Give me both underdogs plus the points tonight. And the over in the first game.
Yeah, I like that. And the over in the first game, I think they're going to be great games. And Carver, I was telling me the last 2 years, Golden State has blown out in both of these seasons in the play-in tournament. They lost both times. So we'll see if they screw it up again. Great jerseys today, Morenci. Styling. Enjoy the games tonight.
Thanks, Scott.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mike DeCourcy, he's a legendary scribe with the sporting news. You see him on Fox Sports with college basketball and on Big Ten Network. He's on the take for the Indiana Hoosiers. By the way, they got that kid today from Sam Houston. Did you see that? That kid scores 20 a game. That's not
he
a
does.
Bad
he also,
snag.
He also shoots over 40% from three-point range, which is maybe even more important at this point because you know that shooting travels, Scott. The points are not going to stay the same more than likely. But you get a guy open, and he's going to make the shot if he's capable. And so that's the best news for the Hoosiers.
So let's talk about this mess in Tennessee that you wrote about with this quarterback. I am a Lee Ava who has, tried to demand all kinds of money. And then they just said, see you later. We're not interested. And it was funny when he demanded the money. I remember I was at the gym. I was shooting, getting up shots, and somebody brought it up to me. And I said, to the guy, I said, that guy's not even good anyway. I don't think he's a great quarterback at all. I think he's average. And he must be imagining things. Who's filling his head that he's worth all this money?
Well, he was a quarterback on a playoff team. So certainly he had success team-wise. Individually, he's about the 55th passer, somewhere around there, accuracy. Not super strong,
I think total offense was not elite. There were no categories in which he was top 25 that are significant, Scott. He certainly did win a lot of games in the SEC, but didn't win the league. And he was only a redshirt freshman. It was his first year out. So he certainly has promise, but you don't pay for promise. And he'd already been paid for promise in a sense. Every report says that he had signed for 4 years, $2 million a year. That's a pretty substantial payday. And if other quarterbacks subsequently were getting more, well, that's okay. You're in a great situation. You're making a lot of money. You're also in a situation whose last two quarterbacks both went to the NFL. Both are making multiple millions of dollars with the promise of more if they continue their careers. Scott, there's so much money in being an NFL quarterback, and I'm not even talking about being a good one. Right. A good one like Dak Prescott gets you a ton. A great one like Patrick Mahomes gets you lifetime security. And if you are just an average quarterback, a quarterback who can stay in the league and make a living, if you're Mason Rudolph, you can make $4 million a year. That kind of money, you don't mess with that. You don't say, oh, I can make another million now. No, you say, how do I get to that? I'm making good money now. How do I get to that money that I can make in the NFL? And you certainly don't do it by taking a chance on anyone that'll take you now.
It is so unbelievable. You're right, Mike. Guys like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Joe Flacco just got a bunch of money. Kenny Pickett got a bunch of money. He never plays. He got a bunch of money in Pittsburgh, then got money in Philly. Now he's getting even more money in Cleveland. Famous Jameis just got a bunch of money. And I'm talking about, I have yet to not mention a hack. I'm like, all of them are hacks. Now, I'll give Joe Flacco a Super Bowl ring, fair enough. And Kenny Smallhands got a Super Bowl ring. Not that he deserved one, but he got one. I think that was because the Steelers gave up on him that he got that. He had nothing to do with the Eagles, but all you have to do, Mariota just got a bunch of money. When's the last time he even played in a game? They all make a fortune. But I got to tell you, Mike, it bothers me horrifically about, I got a real problem, as I've told you before, with these kids making money in college football and basketball. I think it's ruining the game. I really do.
It's not. It's Scott, the evidence is there. You saw last Monday night, a lot of those guys were making money and the game was brilliant. It was a phenomenal contest.
It would have been brilliant if they weren't making money, Mike.
Well, it was, but it wasn't necessarily great for them. They didn't make the kind of money that they were worth. I don't think it's affected the game at all, to be honest with you. It has affected roster continuity, but it hasn't affected the game. The games are still outstanding. It hasn't affected the audience. The audience is still coming, and I don't mean just... we see guys still graduating. I know there are players who are going to 3 and 4 schools that are impacting their educations. But the players that are transferring once more often than not are graduating on time if they don't have the ability to go to the NBA or NFL early. They're still graduating on time. So I don't think it's had a bad impact. But it does bring up the possibility of circumstances like these. And I think that Tennessee managed it really well. Now, here's the thing that I will say. I am not holding up Tennessee as the example until we get to the fall and see who their quarterback is going to be. Because if they go out and get a quarterback from some other school, State Tech or good old State U or whoever, if they go out and do that, then they're just the same as whoever picks up Nico. I think that we have to see in time how they handled this end of this situation, not just how they handled Nico on the way out.
Will the college playoff in football be about, I mean, it would seem to me it's going to be about money. Who spends the most money will be in that pack of 12, or when it goes to 14 or 16, it's going to be who's got the highest payrolls. Like Ohio State will be automatic.
I mean, some of that's sort of self-fulfilling, though, Scott. I mean, the schools that have traditionally been successful are the schools that have the 100,000-seat stadiums and the schools that have the most booster and donor interest. So it's self-fulfilling. I don't necessarily think it changes the identity of the participants, but it has opened up the possibility for teams like SMU and for Indiana, programs that had not been successful in the past. SMU hasn't really been relevant since the Pony Express. They got into the playoff. Indiana never even had a Pony Express, Scott. They had you sitting in the stands watching 2-10.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. I'm from the Bob Knight school of, if you don't go to class, you're going to A, never play again. B, you're going to run stairs for 3 hours at Assembly Hall. No one ever missed class, and every 100% of them in 29 years graduated with a degree and amounted to something in life. I have to tell you, I believe in that. I want to know if when this is you as a, I'm, look, I don't know if I can say you're a traditionalist, but you're as old school as me in terms of our age bracket covering sports. None of this bothered you at all when they started giving all these kids. Now, even some of these chicks, don't get me started with those Cavender twins are worth $1.5 million each. They both suck.
No, I think I don't have a problem with any of it because you only are granted the money you're worth. Now, sometimes you're granted less money than you're worth. That happens. But no one is giving you money, millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, because it makes them feel good. They're doing it because you're of some value. Now, whether that is in the case of the Cavender twins, they are mostly compensated for their name, image, and likeness, and not necessarily their name, image, and likeness, the value to the brand, as Cooper Flagg, Juju Watkins are commonly Cooper with Gatorade, AT&T, Juju Watkins with State Farm. Those circumstances are true name, image, and likeness deals, and they are compensated for that. But there are other athletes out there that are basically compensated for their value to their team. And we see that all the time. I think it may change if the House settlement, which you may have heard about, which is still in the process of being negotiated, and maybe not negotiated, but the fine points are trying to be corrected. It still hasn't been approved by the judge. She heard the last court hearing last Monday. We'll know soon what her thoughts are on whether or not it's going to go forward. But when it does, there will be something similar to a salary cap, and there won't be the kind of name, image, and likeness that is bothering you, where players are being paid for their value to the team. The only name, image, and likeness that will remain then will be the Cooper Flagg, Juju Watkins style, doing just commercials for big companies.
Donald Trump says no one has to listen to judges anymore. That just came across the wire.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I never thought I'd say this, Mike, but I think the guy that has kind of impressed me a little bit with the Yankees, because albeit they haven't been good at all, I think they've been very average, is the fact that Grisham has hit, and he's hit home runs, and he's kind of been producing for them. And, you know, Jazz, I'm not that stunned by. And I guess I would say Grisham Rice for me, that the bats that they've, you know, brought to the plate every night for the Yankees have been pretty impressive. And I'd say Wells as well. They all hit home runs last night.
Yeah, they certainly did. And I think, yes, for me, it's Rice 1 and Grisham 1A. They needed something out of someone else. Even just bringing in Goldschmidt and Bellinger, that's not enough. You're never going to replace Soto. We know that. But they needed someone else kind of out of nowhere to come in and fill some offensive categories for them. And your boy Rice Aroney has certainly been able to do that so far. Yankees beat the Royals 4-1 at the stadium last night. We did ring the bell with Bobby Witt Jr., who hit a solo home run.
Yes,
but
sir.
Then the Yankees responded by hitting not one, not two, not three, but four solo home runs of their own, including, yes, Rice Aroney, the sole man on WFAN in New York.
0-1. There's a drive. Right field, Biggio's a spectator one more time. Goodbye. Home run, Ben Rice. 3-1 Yankees. Three homers tonight by the Bronx Bombers. For Ben Rice, home run number 5, RBI number 7. Hey now.
You know what's great about my buddy Sims is that he doesn't call pop-ups to the second baseman home runs.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the, everyone talks about Sterling. It got so bad at the end, he was calling home runs on pop-ups. And it was embarrassing. And no one ever wanted to talk about it except us on this show. They needed to get him out of there. And they got a guy now that still has his marbles. No offense, but that's a fact. And he calls a great game, and he gives you everything you need to know about baseball. All the stats, what happened. He draws it up perfectly on radio because it's radio. It's not television. And I think he's the perfect guy for the job, and I think he's doing a great job. And I even love the way he talked to Howard Stern about the Hey Now. He's like, this comes from 1932, son. Thanks for checking in on me, though. I did this way before you. Long before you were ever out of your mother's womb did I get this one. I thought he was just fantastic, even in his retort to Stern, because he got worked up that someone was doing his Hey Now. And we all know that did not come from him. That came from that crazy show.
Gary Shandling, the Larry Sanders show.
That's right, the Larry Sanders show. That's where it came from. So, but I got to tell you, it works terrifically when you see hot chicks. It really does.
Indeed. Dave is what you would call professional baseball play-by-play voice. Professional. He's just as good as it gets. Tremendous job. So the Yankees did, of course, get that. They got homers from Jazz and Wells and Grisham as well on their way to a 4-1 win. How about the Buccos last night at PNC? Good performance from Skeens. He went 6 innings, allowed 1 run, struck out 6. But believe it or not, it was the Bucco bats actually provided all of the boom. In fact, inserting Emmanuel Valdez into the cleanup spot last night. Your boy went 2 for 2, drove in 3 runs, getting involved on Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
2-run single. And hits this fair inside the first base bag. Reynolds will score. Ball holds up. And Rabella will hold up McCutcheon. And Manuel Valdez hitting cleanup on base 4 times and 3 RBIs for the former Red Sox player.
Cabrian Hayes had 3 RBIs. I might keel over.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen that guy. He is absolutely the worst hitter of all time. I mean, he's one of them.
He's not a good hitter. He's not a good hitter at all, Cabrian Hayes, that's for sure. Also, some history last night, Major League history in the Pirate game. The first time ever that a number one overall pitcher to a number one overall pick catcher when Skeens threw to our boy Henry Hank Davis last night in
what
the game.
What they should have done, though, was put Henry at add some more zeros. He was the number one pick. He should have been the 1,000th pick. He sucks so bad in the majors.
Let's just say Henry hasn't found his stride at the dish.
Number one pick? Awful.
He hasn't.
I mean, he is awful. I have more baseball talent than him. So do you.
We were so excited when they brought him up a couple of years, and he's just been he just can't hit. He can't hit at the major league level. Hopefully he eventually figures that out.
He does honestly, have can you explain that to me? Timeout. I got five. Yeah. Yeah. How in God's name can a guy be picked number one overall in the major league draft and every single scout and every single baseball executive in the business was wrong about this guy? How is that possible? How could you be one of the greatest college baseball players in the country, bar none, and then everyone has you number one, Mike, and then you come into Major League Baseball and he has literally, I mean, he has been rotten tomatoes. I mean, he is awful. No offense. He's on my team, for Christ's sakes. I got to sit there and suffer through it. He is awful. How did they all miss on this guy? Every single one of them. He was number one. How are you? I mean, this guy's the greatest bust in baseball history. Is he not?
Well,
number one pick,
poor,
and he never had a hit.
As Luke likes to say, he's poor player development in Pittsburgh. Poor player development. Now, look, he's only had in three – this is his third year in the majors. He's only had 339 major league at-bats. So
what?
He's hitting a .189 in 339 major league at-bats. Maybe – only 25. Maybe he's a late bloomer.
I hit better at the batting cage is drunk.
We'll come back and we will rip through the rest of last night's baseball. And then everybody plays tonight on a Tuesday, a Dinger Tuesday. Everybody is getting involved.
Ring the bell.
Let's get some more tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
All right, we're talking baseball and C2C here on a Tuesday in this first hour still.
Yes, we are. And the San Francisco Giants, they continue to stay hot on the road especially. They go into Philadelphia last night, and they take it to the Giants 10-4, including little bell ringing from Willie Adames for the first time this year on NBC Sports Bay Area.
And how they get better. Adames out to right center field. This one headed to the wall and gone! Willie Adames! Davis. He's been waiting for that one. His first Giants home run out to right center field. And a big smile for the new Giants shortstop. His first home run in the orange and black, 6-3.
Yeah, and then Yaz hit one, right? Is that about right? I think they had a bunch of guys hitting home runs last night. So they beat the Phillies at the bank. We hit that game.
Sure did. How about the Rays last night? 16-1. Beating up on the Sox. Second time in Rays history. Every player in the lineup scored and drove in a run. That's how bad it got for the Red Sox last night down in Tampa. The Braves beat Toronto 8-4. Up north of the border, Austin Riley, a huge night. Not one, but two homers on FanDuel Sportsnet.
5-0. Ball is hammered. Is it another one for Riley? Oh, yes, it is. What an absolute tank. It is all Atlanta. 8-0. Two bombs for Riley already tonight.
There you go. But they got bad news, right?
They do. The Big Bear went back to Atlanta. Marcell Ozuna getting an MRI on his hip. He's going to miss the entire series in Toronto. So no Big Bear while they are up there. Tigers beat the Brewers 9-1. Seven shutout innings for Tarik Skubal. He had 9 Ks as well. Dominant performances last couple times out for the reigning AL Cy Young Award winner. And Spencer Torkelson, also out to a hot start for Detroit. 309, 5 homers, 11 RBIs. He scored 13 runs, too. So you're starting to see him. Now, that's a guy who took some
time. He's coming into his own.
Torkelson.
It took him a while.
It took a few. So maybe there's hope for Henry Day. It took Torque a little while to finally get going, become a great major league hitter. Maybe there's time for Henry Davis. There's an example. Torkelson. It can happen. Just got to wait a couple years. Have
he
some
needs
bad
to go
times.
Light candles and pray, Henry. Stop. They should start calling him Hank. Anything. Change it up.
The Mets beat the Twins 5-1 in Minnesota last night. Juan Soto did have a home run in that game. I love this quote from him, too, that he told the New York Post. I was pitched differently in the Yankee lineup. Oh, really? Obviously, you were pitched differently.
Yeah,
Aaron
think?
Judge hitting behind you. I mean, honestly, I mean, what does it take to figure that out? Now, he said that. Give him grace. Like, you know, I had the best hitter in baseball hitting behind me. It's not going to be the same now. We love Pete and all that, but it's not the same as hitting in front of Aaron Judge. It's never going to be the same.
Yeah, cry me a river. He's making $750 million. I don't want to hear it.
They're already whining because he does. When everybody gets Soto for the first time, there's like a 2 or 3 month grace period where the team that gets him doesn't understand. He takes a billion walks. Like, you think because you're paying him $700 or $800 million that he's supposed to hit a homer every time he comes up. This happened in San Diego. It honestly happened early last year with the Yankees. Like, man, he walks a lot. For a guy making all that money,
he's got a good eye.
That's what he does. He's got a great eye, and he's not going to swing at garbage. He's going to get on base one way or the other. And the Met fans will figure that out sooner rather than later. Cardinals beat the Astros 8-3. Sonny Gray pitched great last
night
for the Cards. The Padres beat the Cubs 10-4. Another guy on a tear right now. Not one, but two for Fernando Tatis Jr. on MLB Net Padres TV.
To left field. Hap going back. That's gone too. Fernando's second home run of the night. Gives the Padres an 8-4 lead. On his sixth of the year.
I mean, he is just lighting it up, and they're 11-0 at Petco. It really is unbelievable. How do you get in front of that?
Best start since 1998 for the Padres. They are 11-0 at Petco Park, and they will be there again tonight. We'll give you the numbers in a little bit. We'll come back, and I got one more for you from last night because we rang the bell and it will do it. I've got some other odds for you, and then everybody's playing tonight. In baseball, 15 games we got to get to. And, of course, some long balls for tonight, too. We got to make sure we get the long balls in. Got to have to.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.